Sawney Rat's former seer stared at the bones she had cast down.
"He who has the Tagarung slain shall take on the champion's name, Zhang Tagarung, Lord of Jaska's Hall. Beware the bells within Red Wall."
Rugen's golden eyes reflected the dancing flames.
"What does all that mean? Tell me."
Grisul remained hunched over the scattered bones, unmoving. Rugen Bor had witnessed seers in a trance before, and he repeated the command.
"Say the lines again and explain to me what they mean."
Eamath was not over fond of Grisul. The other vixen had been slowly usurping her position since Rugen took over her clan. Eamath scuffled across to Grisul and shook her roughly.
"Answer the question. Speak when my lord commands you."
Grisul did not respond. She slumped forward until her muzzle touched the ground. There was shock in Eamath's voice.
"Lord, she is dead?"
Rugenbor used the flat of his sabre blade to lift Grisul's head. He inspected the dead vixen and let her head drop down again.
"She was old. Creatures die when they grow too old. Did you understand what she said? Can you remember the lines?"
Eamath cringed back into the shadows.
"Nay, Lord, 'tis not for me to read the omens of another seer. Who knows what any beast sees at the sight of Hellgate, where rules her?"
Rugen cut her short as he lay down to rest.
"Get my guards to bury her. 'Tis of no matter the ramblings of a dying vixen. Leave me now. I will rest."
Any dreams of bells, tagarungs or seers that crossed Rugenbor's trails of sleep were forgotten when the impressive fox woke at dawn's misty light. 4 days later, on a morning dampened by fine warm drizzle, the Juskabor clan reached the old campsite. Fires were lighted in the lee of sheltering dunes, and cooks began preparing the first hot meal they had eaten in a while. Rugenbor stared around. Pacing the ground, he unsheathed his sabre.
"Bring the stout Grooven here to me."
Grooven was hauled forward on his rope by the 6 guards. He knew it was no good blustering to the golden fox, so he put on a casual air, as if he was in command of the situation.
"Ah, Ragged, the very beast I've been wanting to see. Well, here we are at last, eh? You know, I left this camp a simple warrior and returned as the Tagarung."
His voice trailed off under Rugen Bor's unblinking stare.
"The head, Grooven. Where did you leave the head?"